USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Tonight in California, seven Republican presidential candidates are scheduled to debate. Among the contenders, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Fox News will be hosting this second GOP debate, which will again be skipped by former President Trump, the frontrunner of the party. The United Auto Workers strike has now entered its 12th day. Today, former President Trump is scheduled to visit Michigan to speak with striking workers at a business located in Clinton Township. The visit comes just a day after President Biden met with workers on the picket line. UAW President Sean Fain remarked on the irony of Trump holding a rally at a non-union business. Illegal immigration is surging to unprecedented levels. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the president, vice president, and other top Democrats are turning a blind eye to the issue they've played a role in creating.
Where's AOC? I assume she still has her white pantsuit. She just can't be bothered to cry in front of the Biden cages, because with Trump no longer in the White House, suddenly the suffering of those kids doesn't matter.
Cruz drew a parallel between illegal immigrants and modern-day slaves who are under the control of cartels. Just last weekend, there were over 4,000 crossings in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass alone. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, along with his wife, entered a plea of not guilty to charges of bribery today. Leaving his arraignment in New York City, he chose not to talk to the press. According to federal prosecutors, the Democrat and his spouse were accused of receiving substantial sums of money, gold bars, and gifts in return for leveraging his influence to aid both businessmen and the Egyptian government. Retailers in Philadelphia now taking stock of the aftermath following extensive looting in last night. Deputy Commissioner John Stanford.
What we had tonight was a bunch of criminal opportunists take advantage of a situation and make an attempt to destroy our city.
Approximately 15 to 20 arrests have been made. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
With just 4 days left until a potential government shutdown, the Senate is working to advance a bill that would fund the government until November 17th. However, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy stated today he doesn't believe there's enough support within his party for the measure. He is committed to putting forth his own temporary spending measure by Friday. Bruce Springsteen is rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss has been recuperating from peptic ulcer disease in recent weeks, and his doctors have recommended ongoing treatment for the remainder of the year. Springsteen assures fans that he's on the road to recovery and is eagerly looking forward to performing next year. How did we ever live without it?
25 years ago today, Google was born. It may seem hard to remember a time before the search giant became a dominant force on the internet and in the tech world at large, but it actually started as a PhD project at Stanford University back in 1998. Today, it's one of the most influential companies in the world, and we can talk to it and ask it mind-boggling, life-altering questions like, what does the fox say?
Ring ding 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 a ding and wah pa 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 pow. Or so I've heard.
I'm Corey Myers.
With the Hollywood writer's strike ended, late-night talk shows are gearing up for their return. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and Seth Meyers have all said they are scheduled to resume airing next Monday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.